Hello, everyone, and welcome to systemgorilla.com. In today's podcast, we're talking about manager nightmares in AI adoption. They have trouble sleeping sometimes, I hear. My name is Sepp, and you'll have a good listening. So welcome back to Managers Nightmares IT Edition. Two managers discuss their pain points with accelerated AI use in the business. Mike's first. Hey Sarah, you ever wake up sweating because your AI pilot just choked on a 90s era PLM system? And Sarah's like, oh yeah, please. Last night I dreamt our CAD drawing data was arguing with our mass manufacturing logs. None of them talk to each other. Pure data silo drama. And Mike's like, classic. Meanwhile, I tried spinning up a model and the server screamed like it saw a ghost. Turns out our on-prem setup thinks GPUs are science fiction technology. And Sarah says, at least your team doesn't think Python is just still a snake. I pitched a center of excellence, and one engineer said, but I already excel at AI. In Excel! And Mike's like, oof, that's nightmare fuel. No, that's actually enterprise IT. Within AI integration, our biggest nightmares are legacy system constraints, data silos, and data accessibility. Computational and storage needs, and then concerning the team, change management and talent. So we could say it moves on into the next nightmare, who moved my digital twin? Companies that have traditionally been associated with hardware products, like automotive companies, now figure the business case for putting extended effort into new software technology. You can see that in software-defined vehicles, but also the adoption of AI integration. But why is that? What's the driver behind it? In the automotive industry, one could say that the overarching trends driving specific AI use cases are either based on legislation, new technology advancements, sometimes operational optimizations, and sometimes even customer-driven. Let's go through the main five drivers for the automotive space. Electrification and battery innovation. There's a use case in battery lifetime prediction. Machine learning models can be using test data. From there on, they can prognose degradation and thermal management. The trend goes for more sustainable and longer-lasting electric vehicles, and this is pushing simulation and AI fusion. Autonomous and ADAS development. The use case in self-driving cars is object detection, sensor fusion, a path prediction, but also scenario simulation on the road. The trend shifts towards a software-defined vehicle, which makes data-driven decision-making essential. Again, you're back to using AI the way it's made to be, looking at big data. Simulation-driven development. There's use cases for AI-accelerated simulation. For example, surrogate models can be used for crash or airflow simulation. Digital twins can be born. The trend goes towards a reduction of physical testing via AI-enhanced simulation, especially in the early design phases. By the way, this is the time where you make the critical decisions for your product. Another driver is predictive maintenance and testing. You can see use cases in predicting the failure models for components and their remaining useful lifetime, and to detect anomalies in test benches. The trend accelerates the time to market with a data-driven validation and verification process. Think about it. Product ready to market even faster than today? And the last driver I want to mention is the product portfolio optimization. Your AI-driven features can prioritize certain vehicle configurations using available market data in the grand scheme. The trend goes towards a mass customization, which requires AI-led product management insights. Not bad. Is that how your current business model looks like? If this is not how it looks for you today, I have a couple of high-level tips for you how you can implement AI and machine learning use cases into your current IT ecosystem. To not let your computational and storage needs get out of hand, think about cloud hybrid architectures. Most firms today are building hybrid cloud infrastructures where sensitive IP, for example, design data, stays on-prem, but scalable compute for machine learning is offloaded to cloud platforms. A good example is the training of a model in AWS SageMaker, but deploying edge inference on embedded ECUs. You probably heard about the digital thread before. It's not a threat, it's rather a thread that helps you align every info that you have on your product through lifecycle. AI and machine learning is embedded in the digital thread from ideation to testing. Integration platforms like PTC Windchill, Siemens Teamcenter, or Dassault 3D Experience enable the AI use cases by unifying data pipelines across disciplines. And this is, by the way, the most important thing: getting the right pipeline. Governing models and machine learning operations still can be a real nightmare. Mature organizations adopt MLOps for versioning, model auditability, and reproducibility. All of this is critical in safety-sensitive environments like the automotive space. Tools like MLflow, Azure ML Pipeline, and SeldonCore are used for model lifecycle management. Also know that your IT landscape is further reaching than a couple of servers on-prem or in the cloud. Embedded AI integration is leading the market. AI models are embedded into ECU software stacks using tools like MATLAB Code, NVIDIA Tensor, or ONNX Runtime. So they ensure compatibility with real-time constraints. You realize where this is all going, making AI so smart that it can even run on a small ECU, like a metal box. Please also consider collaborative platforms. A unified workspace like JupyterHub in Kubernetes or cloud-native IDEs facilitate collaboration between R&D engineers, data scientists, and IT. And collaboration is all you really need. If you need more answers on topics that move you, have a look at systemgorilla.com. My name is Seb, you are likely to remember that, and I'll be happy to serve you with my executive advice. I wish you a nice day.